A gospel reading from the gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the region. He was teaching in the Galilean synagogues, and all were loud in their praise. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Entering the synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his habit, Jesus stood up to do the reading. When the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed him, he unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of our God is upon me, because the Most High has anointed me to bring good news to those who are poor. God has sent me to proclaim liberty to those held captive, recovery of sight to those who are blind, and release to those in prison, to proclaim the year of our God's favor." Rolling up the scroll, Jesus gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he said to them, "Today, in your hearing, this scripture passage is fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. Do you ever wonder why God started this whole thing in the first place? I do. In the beginning, before God said, "Let there be light," everything was perfect. Before the creation of the world, there was the Holy Trinity living in perfect peace and harmony. Why didn't God just stick with that? Why mess with a good thing? Why on earth would God get started creating this vast world outside of God's self, beyond what God would choose to control? Think about all of the pain, all of the heartache, all of the tragedies that could have been averted if only God had been content to keep things perfect as they were before the creation of the world. Why set everything into motion in the first place? What do you think? On the front of your bulletins today is pictured the most famous portion of Michelangelo's painting of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. It's the one where God is portrayed creating humanity. God's hand is outstretched, extended towards Adam, and Adam's is the same, extended towards God. Perhaps God created us because God was aiming for something a bit different than perfection. Perhaps there is something about God's character that is always reaching out to create, to share, to welcome, to give, to risk, reaching out to embrace a world outside of God's own self. And maybe, just maybe, this is part of the image of God into which we have been created. So today is the third sermon in a three-part series on our church's new tagline. Council and I took our mission statement and we boiled it down to a simple tagline: deeply rooted, growing together, and reaching out. So today we're discussing reaching out. The history of salvation recorded in the Bible is one of God continuously reaching out. First, God hatches a plan to reach out to us through Abraham's family. And Abraham's offspring, the Israelites, sometimes succeed, but more often fail in reaching out with justice, kindness, and humility. God tried to make it really simple for us, as we read in the passage from Micah moments ago. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. But somehow the message that God was sending through the Israelites and through the prophets, it just wasn't seeming to get through. And we weren't living faithfully the love with which God had first reached out, creating us. So God decided to reach out once again by becoming one of us. And true to God's character, when Jesus came, he didn't just come to sit around and worship and meditate and pray and teach and just revel in his own perfection. No, as we just read in the gospel reading, he came to reach out, to set captives free, to bring recovery of sight to the blind, to release prisoners. And in the same way, the church, which claims Christ's name, is called to be active. We don't exist for our own sake. We exist for the sake of the common good. Though we find strength and joy and peace when we gather together, when we worship, when we share fellowship and hold one another's babies, we cannot be content with this. We cannot be content to exist for the benefit of ourselves alone. The love we experience here drives us out to reach out in love. And while we might not be able to do everything, we can do something. And so over the past year, we've been doing quite a lot. Our partnership with Bienvenidos Food Bank has deepened. If you're ever in our building, you know this because you've noticed that our whole library area has been reconfigured by crates of stacks of food. With all the unemployment that's been brought about by COVID, Bienvenidos has been facing a heightened demand, but has needed to figure out how to operate differently with safety restrictions in place for their volunteers. And so we have become their primary community drop-off location. 4 days a week, volunteers from our church help bring in food from our big orange box and bring it in and sort it for distribution. And once every week, a volunteer from our church takes all those crates that are ready for distribution and delivers them over to Bienvenidos. And several of our members volunteer over at the food bank itself to help with the actual distribution. So to everyone who helps with all of this and who donates to Bienvenidos, thank you. You are living God's love in the world. Another thing that we've been doing this past year has been investigating how our property can be used to reach out into our community. So we've been undergoing an effort called Building Purpose, and we've been in discernment about a number of possibilities for our property. And I'm excited to announce today that our team has narrowed things down to one short-term possibility and one long-term possibility. The short-term possibility is to pursue becoming the new home for a daycare or a preschool. Elizabeth Smith and I will be on the team of people working towards this. Other folks are yet to be recruited, so let us know if you'd be interested in serving. We have made some promising findings regarding code requirements, as well as a potential preschool director who might be interested in opening another location with us. This option would help fund our yearly property maintenance expenses while also allowing us to support the needs of families in our area. It would require us to use our building differently and make some investments in changing certain things about our property. For instance, we might need to give up usage of our fellowship hall. We might need to change our sanctuary space to allow for fellowship use. We might need to add a fenced-in playground to our grounds. This kind of thing. And then the long-term possibility that we've decided to continue exploring is moving in with Bienvenidos. As we continue our deepening relationship with them, it's had a substantial impact on our property usage and on our giving of time and talents for our volunteers. Would it be a good mission fit for us to partner with them in purchasing a property that would better suit both of our needs? We know from conversation with them that our current property won't work for them to move into. It doesn't suit their needs. And in order to move in together, we would need to sell our current property and put our funds together with theirs and purchasing a new property that would be suitable to both of us. We recognize that this would be a huge shift in the life of Highlands and of Bienvenidos. So this isn't something that we're taking on lightly, and it's certainly not something that would happen tomorrow. But we want to continue in conversation with you all and with Bienvenidos and local commercial real estate professionals to discern this as a long-range possibility. Pam McClune, Greg Pratt, the executive director at Bienvenidos, and those from Highlands who are volunteers with them and I will be in conversation about this going forward. Now, you might be hearing about this and you might have the question, what about selling the building and renting from the Synod? This was also one of the possibilities that we looked into, but we've discerned that this isn't the right direction for us right now. Just because it's not the best mission fit for us, it would make all of the current work that we're doing with Bienvenidos impossible or at the very least much more difficult. And for now, we feel called to be a force for good in this particular neighborhood at the corner of 40th and Irving. So, in our life together, we've been working in many and myriad ways to reach out in love through our volunteer work, through donations, and through our property. But hopefully, we're also reaching out with love in a much simpler way, too. Hopefully, we're reaching out in love as we go about living each of our lives throughout the week. When we do things like voting, or volunteering, or raising our children, or doing your job well, we're continuing to live into the image of God that we've been created with. We're reaching out in love. So may God lead us more and more to live this way. Amen.